Kenyans have been closely following the presidential campaign of Barack Obama, whose father was from Western Kenya. His relatives in the western village of Kogelo have become minor celebrities as the senator's political star has risen. On Wednesday, Obama's uncle, Said Obama, commented on his nephew's historic step toward his once improbable goal of becoming the nation's first black president.
We are very happy about what has just happened because it's something we just dragged on for a long time, and we were looking forward to this, and it has finally come. So we are very happy. He has made us happy, and we are only praying that he goes forward and clinch the presidency as well.
Obama was in Kisumu, Kenya's third city, on the shores of Lake Victoria, not far from Kogelo.
That's the discussion everywhere, even if you listen to our local FM radio stations, that's the main news. All of Kisumu is in a celebrating mood, actually.
As the violence following December's disputed elections exposed Kenya's tribal divisions, some analysts attempted to impose similar divisions on support for Mr. Obama. Obama's family belongs to the Luo tribe of presidential challenger Raila Odinga, now the prime minister, and who jokes that there could be a Luo president in the United States before there is one in Kenya. But on the streets of the capital, Nairobi, Kenyans from Central Province, home to the Kikuyu tribe of President Mwai Kibaki, disputed that contention. David Cowell is an accountant.
No! In fact, everybody else I come across, everybody in Kenya should be enthusiastic about it. Everybody is glad, everybody feels good. Yeah.
Jonathan, also from Central Province, works for a telecommunications firm.
We are very excited about it. Yeah. He's a very intelligent person, and then he's been able to overcome a lot of difficulties. He's more of a unity factor. And he's not divisive, and he's a nice guy. Yeah. In fact, I like him so much. I'm even selling his T-shirts.
Despite the excitement, ordinary Kenyans asked about the nomination said there are limited expectations about what Obama will be able to do for Kenya if he wins the presidency. One woman named Lynn recently returned from the United States, where she is studying at the University of Texas.
I don't think it's going to do much for Kenya, but there's a lot of excitement about it. It's just like our son is maybe going to be the president.
Martin Oweru is a recent university graduate in the capital.
At the moment, it's a big boost, but for Kenya, not exactly, because he has to concentrate on building the economy of the U.S. first before coming back to Kenya.
Charles Otieno is a media consultant.
It's not Barack Obama, the individual, who is going to rule the U.S. It's the Democratic Party and the policies and values of America which are going to prevail at the end of the day.
Political scientist Peter Wanyande says his colleagues at the University of Nairobi have also welcomed Obama's nomination, but are waiting to see how the general election turns out.
The real test would be in the elections, and they're hoping that the United States will be able to go beyond considerations of race, color, and things like those, and actually demonstrate to the world that they are truly committed to issue-based politics.
Wanyande says many Kenyans have been disappointed that Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton skipped the country on their visits to the continent. Many Kenyans are hoping that with Obama in the White House, Kenya would be on the president's itinerary. Derek Kilner, VOA News, Nairobi.